first one. Let's get some more.
The Jaguars got that winning feeling Sunday in Nashville.
I need a little hoo-ah!
When you win in the NFL, you make time to celebrate.
Hey! We got MJD with the touchdown run!
It might have been just one win, but it was Gus Bradley's first win.
That's who we play for. We play for each other, but we want that for him.
It's been a while, but tonight, it's a Victory Monday edition of Jaguars All Access.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
It is party time, okay? The party's starting. No house. Here's to Gus, your first victory as many Gus as a head coach.
Shad Khan with a special delivery. Game ball for Gus Bradley in Nashville, Tennessee. The Jaguars head coach deserves it the most, according to the Jaguars players. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. Extra big smile. Happy Monday for the first time in a long time. 24-hour rule, let's extend that.
Make it a 48-hour rule. I'm with Shad Khan. It's party time.
And we will party tonight. We are not alone here on the show tonight. Cedric Marks talks about the win. The defensive tackle out of Auburn had a big game on Sunday. He's been a good addition for the Jaguars with some impact plays from the D-tackle spot, two sacks, and a forced fumble on the season. We're still with seven games remaining. We welcome in Cedric Marks. And, of course, we talked about Cedric all week long going back to Nashville, Tennessee, played for the Titans, drafted by the Titans, and get a win over the Titans. That feels good.
Yeah, it was a great feeling, you know, but most of all, it was a good win for the team, a good win for our fans, and just a great win for the organization. So, I mean, we were proud of it.
It's kind of ironic that location in Nashville was the site of your last win.
Yeah, it really was, you know. And, you know, but for us, you know, it was all about going out and getting better. And we put everything together, and we actually got better and got a win. So we put everything together, and great things come.
Well, there were some great plays from yesterday, and we've got plenty to pick from, but here are the ones that we picked for the top plays of the game.
We begin with play number three. Dwayne Gross got the start. He's healthy, and then he got an interception.
First career interception in Cedric. I give credit to the play before in which it was a tackle for minus three that sets this play up for an obvious passing down.
Oh, yeah, and it's all about first and second down. If you can get offense into long yardage, you know, you can get a third and long and get the offense into a situation where they have to throw the ball.
And terrible. A bad decision there by Locker.
Bad throw. Play number two, Cedric looked like he had his legs back. Jeff, he played a ton of reps in the first half of the year, but that bye week did pretty well.
Hey, you get a bye week, you go back to the old stomping ground, you want to show it right. Yeah, you get a forced fumble on the first drive, and I saw you talking to the scorer on the sideline saying, hey, look, because Leslie didn't call that, I did. And then you turn around later on in the game, and you get a safety, and it's against the guy from Alabama.
Hey, there's going to be more of that to come when the Iron Bowl gets here. But, you know, I had a chance to go against Chance Warmack, watched a lot of him when he was in college, and really enjoyed the way that he played. I think he's going to be a great player. But, you know, he's a rookie. I try to take advantage of him.
Certainly won that one-on-one battle. Number one, and it might be the play of the year, Will Blackman. Sack, strip, recover, and touchdown.
Well, and Cedric, as a defensive lineman, you and I both know the trifecta, which is sack, cause fumble, recovered fumble. This is one step further. I guess you'd call it the quadfecta.
Oh, yeah. Sack, cause fumble, recover fumble, and a touchdown. You know, that don't happen too often as a defensive lineman. And as you can see, I try to get my hand on that ball and try to get it.
No, let me add this. You not only tried to get your hand on it, but I heard that you were trying to claim credit for the cause fumble after the game.
Hey. The best thing to do is sit in and let them decide. That's the best thing to do, you know.
So that could change you the trifecta later in the week, is what he's saying. We'll see. Will Blackman, by the way, didn't start in that game. That was a huge play. Xfinity speed play of the game, fast start. Jeff asked for it, and you got it finally.
And you got it from special teams. Special teams was fantastic. Four out of the first five series that the Titans had were started inside their own 15-yard line due to Brian Eggers' punts, the kickoff coverage. And Cedric, defensively, you guys, I wrote this down here. The first seven drives the Titans had, you guys had four three and outs and caused three takeaways. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that as far as starting out.
Oh, no. And that's what we always talk about. You know, in the previous game, we always had questions about our run fits and, you know, guys getting in and out of place. We put it all together and we went out and we played together. You know, we had our run fits taken care of and everybody was playing smart, so it all came together. You know, and that's what happened when it all comes together.
How did that conversation go during the bye week? Because stopping the run was priority number one for the defensive side of the ball. I mean, you guys were allowing, what, 4.8 a rush, 162 yards a game, and playing good defense starts with stopping the run. Was that a conversation amongst you guys?
The main conversation with that was everybody being held accountable. You know, we wanted to hold everybody accountable. Each guy, go out and do your job and play for the guy beside you. And that's what it seemed like we came out and did this game. You know, we went over it on film a lot. And we actually sat down and watched it. And it came together in this game, and that's what happened when you play together.
And the thing that makes it look better is you execute better because there were not a lot of missed tackles. Mm-hmm. You're able to force some turnovers, and you get a win. I mean, how much was 0-8 weighing on this football team? The way you guys had lost, it looked the last couple weeks that you weren't improving. What does it mean to this team to get a win?
You know, it means a lot, and not only to our team. It means a lot to our fans because when we look at it from our culture and how we look at things, you know, it's all about getting better. But when you look at it from an organization and the fans, you want to go out and get wins for them, give them something to cheer for and something to be proudful of. So that was good for the whole organization.
You hear a lot of people talk and say, boy, the Jaguars, they just look like they came out with fire. Hey, look, fire is created when you make plays, isn't it?
It is. And most likely it's created when you play together. You know, just by being in certain situations, you know, me a three technique guy, controlling that B gap, making Chris Johnson have to cut all the way back to our backside help. You know, plays like that, everybody playing together and just understanding, you know, what exactly our defense is supposed to do.
And part of those making the plays and making that fire yourself, takeaways. Gus Bradley has been teaching since day one, it's about the ball. This was the best game you guys had yet. They're taking the ball away.
Oh, yeah, takeaways. And it all goes back to us just playing together, you know, being in our right spots and allowing guys to be able to make plays. You know, just by me being in the right spot, allowing me to come in and get my hand across the ball and knock the ball out. We talk about it a lot, and we go out and we try to make it happen. It happened in practice, and it carried over into the game.
Austin, Derek just said it was win one for the fan base, win one for the players, but I also believe this was win one for Gus Bradley as well. Players talked about that in the locker room after the game.
On a little piece of paper, I wrote it down on my sock. I said, you know, let's get a game ball for Gus. You know, that was one of my goals, and it was really cool.
So you actually had it in your sock during the game?
Yeah, I got a crumbled up piece of paper here. Yes. At the last goal, it says, get Coach Gus a game ball.
That get Coach Gus a game ball, I declare. And another goal that Will Blackman had in mind, by the way, was force a fumble. So he may need to start making more notes and keeping them in everybody's socks. But how about Gus Bradley? And is that genuine, how much you guys wanted to win for him? I mean, what's it been like playing for him despite being 0-8 up until that point?
It's been great. And you can see it from the 0-8 start. You know, a team come out 0-8, a lot of teams sometimes shut down and don't go out and play as hard. But he's always positive, come in with the exact same attitude, never changes, and he keeps the same message. And we buy into it. You know, we're starting to see our culture build. He's starting the foundation, and we're running with it, and we're going to continue to play for him.
You seen anything like that, Jeff?
Consistently positive like Gus day in and day out, I've never seen that.
Never.
I've seen consistent, but not in a positive fashion.
Oh, yeah. And anybody that you ask that have been around him, always the same. You know, always positive messages about him, and he's always been the same. So you don't mind playing for a guy like that you know is not going to change. He's going to come in with the exact same attitude and tell you exactly what he wants from his team. So we don't mind going out playing for him.
He has handled the losses well, and he handled the win pretty well, too. He didn't make too much of a big deal about it yesterday, personally, for himself.
And I liked what he said to you guys after the game. He said, look, when a lion's done with a kill, it doesn't roar. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great stuff. And I had a conversation with the general manager in Tennessee, Ruskin Webster, who you know. Mm-hmm. And he made a comment. He said, look, he said, Gus Bradley will win. I mean, he knows Gus from his days in Seattle. And when you have other people around the league talking about your head coach in that fashion, that's pretty strong.
No doubt about it.
Yes, it is.
No doubt. All right, more with Sen Derek Marks coming up in just a little bit. Right now, it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out on Jaguars All Access. Last week's answer, Jonathan Cyprian played Pop Warner against Denard Robinson. Hope you got that one right. Here's tonight's question. Sen Derek Marks is a former Auburn Tiger, as you know, and a native of Mobile, Alabama. What Baseball Hall of Famer, nicknamed the Wizard, is also a native of Mobile? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com.
Still to come on Jaguars All Access. Will Blackman made a huge play on Sunday. Jeff goes to the smart board to show you how it happened.
I'm John Osier, and coming up in the Ozone, me and Nuke are going to tell you why victory is pretty sweet.
We're going to celebrate some big-time plays that were made. I need a little hoo-ah when I do it.
Plus, it was a happy locker room in Nashville. More from Gus Bradley ahead. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
It's like riding the bike, baby. It's like riding the bike.
It's rap time today.
We're going to shut that run down in front. That's going to happen.
Getting set for the Titans and the Jaguars. Spectacular November day. Johnson cuts it back, and the ball is loose, and Paul Posluszny came away with it. So first and goal from the six. Jones Schilling, touchdown. And that is intercepted, and Dwayne Grotz, the rookie, has the turnover for Jacksonville. Fitzpatrick to Green.
Safety.
After we score,
it's
going to be
a
two-minute
ball.
Get your mind
set. For first down. And the ball taken away. Dripped away by Will Blackman. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Hey. Big time, baby.
Jacksonville Jaguars have finally won a game.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Special day Sunday at the bank, Military Appreciation Day, presented by CSX and Florida Blue, coming up this Sunday at Everbank Field when the Jaguars take on the Arizona Cardinals, part of the Salute to Service in the NFL. Of course, we're always on Twitter. You can tweet my handle right now at BrentAS360. We'll ask send Derek some questions as we're in commercial breaks, and he'll answer it till the bottom of the hour right here on Jaguars All Access. Welcome back, everyone, to Jaguars All Access. Victory Monday here as the Jags get the win over the Titans 29-27. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room right now with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. And Senderic has joined you over there, Jeff.
Yeah, we're going to do a little coaching. We're going to educate the fans and let them know exactly what a zone dog is. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay, a zone dog is a five-man pressure up front, which means you have six guys back in coverage. And I'm going to draw it up real quick. Corner drops to a deep third. This corner does the same thing. This safety stays back in the middle third. This safety rolls up into a shallow third. This linebacker comes back middle third. This linebacker comes back into the outside shorter third. Okay, so we got our coverage, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got everybody squared away. Now, I want you to draw exactly what happens up front. Can you handle it?
Okay. We give a close right, a close left. So on this one, like, we got a close right call. No, we got a close left call. Mm-hmm. So this guy is pushing this gap.
And that's you?
That's me. This guy's blitzing off the edge.
That's the nickel. That's Will Blackman.
Yes. We have this guy wrapping around.
That's Babin.
Because we got a guy dropping out over here. Mm-hmm. We have this guy going up, and he's containing outside.
All right.
And usually you bring one of the guys inside, whichever one you choose.
All right. Well, let's take a look at it. And I think the real key is, I'm going to pause it. Okay, there's Will Blackman coming off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's you and Babin coming up the middle, not making it possible for the quarterback to step up into the pocket. That was the key to the play that a lot of people probably don't understand.
Yes, and the whole thing about the play is getting pressure up front just so he can't step up, just like you said.
And we're going to look at this from the end zone copy, and we're going to draw it up for everybody. Okay, here's Senderic. He's up the field. Babin, one step, loops around, comes up underneath. Will Blackman off the edge. And then you have the other two rushers coming from the other side. So that's your five-man pressure. Now, I'm going to slow it down and show you. Power, power, power. There he is. There's Fitzpatrick. He can't step up. And the other thing is that Womack also could have gotten called for a hold on Babin here.
Yes, it's a confusion play. What you try to do is, as soon as this tackle sees this guy go, he know 9 times out of 10 that I'm probably penetrating the gap. So you get him to bump back, and if he do, Will Blackman comes free, and if he don't, I should be in the gap and come free.
All right, the collision between Paul Posluszny and Andre Branch, you are right there, and I'm going to freeze it kind of once we get to the point where Fitzpatrick is starting to scramble and Paul Posluszny and Andre Branch, we can identify him. There's Paul, there's Andre Branch, okay, and they're going to meet, and you're kind of in trailing there, and you can see the collision there. It's kind of hard to see clear, but you can see this is a full-speed collision between two guys, and I want to show it from the end zone because the end zone look, it does not look pretty.
It don't. And I saw it as I was running up. You know, this is the thing that the NFL is trying to get out of the game. But when you play a contact sport, a lot of guys running around, it usually happens.
There's Andre. There's Paul. And let's take a look at what happened here. I mean, that's about as violent of a hit. And, you know, I was in New York when Dennis Byrd had his neck broken. And when I saw this on film, it kind of reminded me of that, because Andre Branch's head goes right into the chin of Paul Posluszny. And obviously people saw on television that Paul couldn't even barely stand up. You know, fortunately, he's going to be okay. He's in the NFL's concussion program. And Brent, the one guy that I was concerned about, though, from watching that film was Andre Branch. And fortunately, he's not even on the injury report.
Thanks a lot, Senderic and Jeff, and I think you hit it right on the head. That did remind me of that play as well. Jeff, those guys will rejoin me in just a moment. A winning ozone tonight. Everything feels different after a W. John Osier from Jaguars.com, all smiles on this Victory Monday. Here's Johnny in the C-Best Ozone.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question. And Mike from Orange Park writes, "Wow, John, I guess you were right after all. The Jaguars won't go 0-16. What a great feeling. Well, no doubt winning's awesome. Or as Nuke Alush of Bull Durham fame once said, I love winning. It's like better than losing. That saying is replete with Ozonian overtones this week. Whereas the inbox looked like this for the last month, this morning it looked more like this. That was the inbox this morning. Amazement over me correctly predicting the Jaguars would win this season. But that wasn't a reach. It was noticeable last week that morale was high and players believed in Gus Bradley. Think what the Jaguars did Sunday, not only winning, but doing so after their worst two games this season and in the first game since Justin Blackman's suspension. People doubted they'd win Sunday or that they'd win at all, but players believed. And folks around the Jaguars get to feel that winning feeling. Gus Bradley felt it. Jaguars fans felt it. Even All Access czar Mike McCormack felt good enough that maybe he doesn't mind buying my dinner Saturday. Thanks, Mike. Yes, winning is indeed awesome. I not only get to gloat for a change, I get to show this clip I've been holding all season.
Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
And Nuke, for this oft-ridiculed and battled, but in the end, very correct senior writer, those words could hardly ring more true. Thanks, Nuke.
Johnny O, he's always right. Just ask him. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com. Right now and all the time. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. It was a big homecoming on Sunday for Senderic Marks. More from the big man coming up. But first, let's go to break with more from a happy locker room in Nashville.
You talk about the importance of keeping it tight the whole game. We said trust, man. Trust. And just keep with the process. We can do this and have a lot of fun. And have a lot of fun. And we're gonna right now, we're gonna celebrate some big time plays that were made. I need a little hoo-ah when I do it.
This is Jaguars All Access.
I've been in this league a long time, and his attitude and the way he thinks, it's different and it's special. And so to kind of get to validate that in a win is humongous.
That's Maurice Jones-Drew talking about head coach Gus Bradley, and that certainly says a lot about the head coach. We continue to hear it. We've been hearing it for months and months, but even following this big win on Sunday, Jags really appreciate their head man. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin along with Jeff Lagerman. Senderic Marks, big game yesterday in Nashville. And, hey, here was the fun part for everyone, at least it made the trip. It took an hour to fly there. It took an hour to fly back instead of 8 hours across the pond. A little normalcy finally, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been taking a lot of long trips. London, West Coast, staying out for a week. It was fun to get back into the routine of a short flight and actually going out and play.
All right, so today I'm reading the clips, and Brent brought this to my attention. Delanie Walker, the tight end for the Titans, kind of, I guess, said it was embarrassing that we would lose to the Jaguars. Did you send him a message of some kind?
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's okay to be embarrassed. Only good thing about that is that we got a chance to embarrass him again, so we'll see what happens.
There was this back and forth, by the way, on Twitter. He said he was embarrassed. They weren't ready to play. They overlooked the Jaguars. They've got a big game coming up Thursday, and now they've lost a spot to catch the Colts.
Well, speaking of big games, when is the big game? Okay. Auburn's ranked number seven after coming out of the doghouse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Alabama's perennial number one. When's the game, and who's going to win?
The game is November 22nd. You know, we pretty much know who's going to win. Underdogs. A lot of people are rooting for Alabama because a lot of people don't take pride in their teams, like a lot of y'all Tennessee fans. And a lot of the Florida fans, you know, they don't know which way to go right now. So we'll accept them, and I think we're going to pull off a big game. Just throwing shots at
Where's
a couple SEC teams.
Sorry. Where's the game at?
Oh, it's in Auburn.
Okay.
Jordan Hare Stadium.
You got a little home field advantage.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good game. The great thing about it is, you know, if both teams wins out, it makes that game that much better. So, you know, I'm hoping both teams wins out and have an exciting game.
All right, Ohio State and Baylor will be rooting for Auburn as well. I can guarantee you that. For appearing on tonight's show, you are going to receive a limited edition Buehler Swiss watch. Buehler Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. We've still got more to come tonight. We're looking at the week ahead as the Jaguars finally get back to the bank on Sunday. But first, more from Gus Bradley after Sunday's win.
We're going to give everybody in this room a game ball. Woo. Not because we won, but because we showed great improvement. Because we improved, man. We took it to heart, and we all improved. I want you, when you get that ball, to look at that and say, that's what it's all about. Each day, each opportunity, we go out and get better. That's what that ball means. It doesn't mean anything else. A lion never roars after the kill. Keep it tight on three. 1, 2, 3. Keep it tight. Hey, hey.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access G-Series Prime Headlines. Back at home, only home game of the month for the Jaguars, Cardinals, and Larry Fitzgerald coming to town. He's pretty good. Military Appreciation Day presented by CSX and Florida Blue coming up this Sunday at Everbank Field when the Jaguars take on the Arizona Cardinals. And guys will be wearing these hats on the sideline.
Good looking hat.
Hey, go get two in a row, send Derek Marks. All right?
I will. I'll try. Right.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
John Osier, I'm Brett Martineau. Thanks for watching. We'll see you Sunday at Everbank Field. Good night.